BP, the oil company, has agreed to pay a record fine to settle criminal charges related to the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster. The Department of Justice says the settlement is worth around $4 billion. That would be a record. It's thought that up to four BP staff may be named. The settlement does not include a range of other claims, including individual and federal claims for damages under the Clean Water Act and state claims for economic losses. The Deepwater Horizon disaster killed 11 workers and released millions of barrels of crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico over 87 days. Bloomberg News reporter Brian Swint is following the story in London. Brian, what does this settlement cover exactly?
This should cover criminal charges against BP as a company. Now, that hasn't really been discussed up until now. BP had a partial settlement with victims of the spill back in March. And what everyone's been expecting is a big settlement on the civil side from the Department of Justice suit. That's where they'll pay fines under the Clean Water Act and whatnot. So what we're talking about today is a settlement of criminal charges that haven't been filed yet. So it's money that people hadn't really known was going to come out of BP's pocket. But at the same time, it looks like it could be a positive sign for a bigger settlement down the road.
So this is a negotiation over settling criminal charges that haven't even been filed. That's a pretty interesting precedent.
It is, but you know, you can settle things at any time. It doesn't have to be, they can file them and settle it the same day.
And the kinds of crimes we're talking about here, criminal negligence, specific activities involving drilling rigs, cover-ups, the whole gamut.
From what we understand, the main thing will be for lying to Congress. And I don't know the details on that, but that would be the main thrust of the criminal stuff against the company. And a couple of the engineers may be charged with manslaughter for the accident that killed 11 people in April 2010.
So it's the old familiar obstruction of justice, possibly, with manslaughter thrown in there. This is a real issue of the U.S. government exacting a toll on a very powerful corporation. Is it likely to have precedence for other oil companies, other people in the energy business?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's typically, things that are very hard to prove when you have industrial accidents like this. The big story out of it is going to be that it'll probably be a record fine for a company like this. It will exceed Pfizer's $1.3 billion fine that they paid in 2009.
And it focuses on the death of the 11 workers rather than the degradation of the environment, which is more a civil matter, yes?
Yeah, the environmental claim should be on the civil side. And the negotiations aren't just with the federal government. They're also with a couple of states. And it's quite a complex negotiation.
Bloomberg News reporter Brian Swint following the story in London of the biggest ever settlement of criminal charges by BP for actions related to the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.